All right. Hello. Good morning, everybody, again. So we've got actually several announcements for you today. Some are right now, some are later in the service. But there's a lot going on here at the church, which we're really excited about. Coming up this Thursday, Band of Brothers is meeting. So Band of Brothers is for any men. So any age, any man, come join us. We have great food. We have lots of good discussions. And this time we're actually creating something for moms. So it should be a lot of fun. So that's this Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Also coming up, next Sunday is family time, our meal after the service. And we are excited about that. So if you want to bring a dish or two, please feel free. You don't have to bring a dish to stay and eat food. We usually have a lot. So please join us for that after the service next week. And then coming up May 2nd, actually 1st and 2nd, is National Day of Prayer. And there's lots of opportunities to get involved, to spend some time, extra time with the Lord, praying over our nation, our state, anything you can think of. God wants to hear our prayers, and this is a special day set aside to do that. We are having at our location on Thursday at 10:15, we're having our prayer and praise, where we'll sing some songs, spend some time alone with God, and then also spend some time praying together as a church body at that same time. So, but there's lots of opportunities out by the bulletin board. They're listed if you want to sign up or attend any of those. And then also coming up, asparagus sale is happening. So, yes, there's a lot of excitement for asparagus. I love it. It is good. I like it. Not everybody does, though. That's okay. But if you'd like to put in an order, there's an email to contact us, and we can get that order placed for you. But we do need those orders in sooner rather than later. So there's more information. I don't know if you saw sprinkled around out there with the email address on it as well. So that's happening coming up. And then also on May 10th, Heaven's Least is presenting And It Was Good, The Story of Creation. This is an amazing performance by the kids and the teens of Heaven's Least Ballet. If you would like to attend, there's actually two performances this year because there's been so many people that have been attending and coming to see, and it is awesome. You guys, if you have not been to see their performance, please come check it out. It is amazing. And just to see the beauty in what the kids do, it's awesome. So that's happening May 10th, 6 and 8 p.m. They could also use some help with refreshments for both performances for the not only the cast but all those who come. So if you'd like to help out with that, see Angelina or Faith. They can let you know what's going on with that. All right. I think that's the end of the first section of announcements. Whew! So let's pray. And then, so this is a little bit different service today. So Pastor Tamar is not preaching today. It's actually Pastor Appreciation Day, and there's a few other elements happening too. So if you came expecting a sermon, I'm sorry. We will get back to our regularly scheduled sermons next week. But it'll be a great day of celebrating nonetheless. So let's pray, and then we'll tune into a video afterwards. God, thank you that we get to celebrate, that you tell us to celebrate, to rejoice with those who are rejoicing. And God, it's hard to respond not rejoicing when you are so good. And so we just pray, God, that you have your hand, your spirit in everything that happens today, and that as we tune into the video and the celebrations, Lord, that you would be glorified above all, and that we would know that you are good. So we continue to surrender the service to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
One day after his resurrection, while Jesus was eating a meal with his disciples, he told them that they would soon be given power to take his message all over the world. They would be given the Holy Spirit of God, he said. After he said this, Jesus flew up into the sky right in front of them, and they did not see him again. So the disciples waited and prayed. 10 days later, they were gathered, and a sound like a violent wind came from heaven and filled the house. They looked around and saw what looked like tongues of fire dancing above each of them. they all began to speak in different languages, causing such a commotion that a crowd gathered to see what was going on. Someone accused him of being drunk, so Peter stood up to say something. He told them that they were not drunk, but that God had given them the power of his Spirit. He recounted the story of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, and told the people to repent of their sins and trust in Jesus. That day, 3,000 people believed what he said and became followers of Jesus. The followers of Jesus ate meals and prayed together almost every day. Amazing things continued to happen. People were being healed. Others were selling their possessions and giving their money to the poor. The number of people who joined them just kept growing and growing. The disciples, now called apostles, began teaching in the Jewish temples. This angered the religious leaders. Several times they beat up the apostles and threw them in jail. One religious leader in particular, named Saul, was determined to destroy this new movement of Jesus' followers. So he went from house to house in the region and arrested those claiming to follow Jesus. Then one day, while Saul was walking down the street, a bright light from the sky flashed. As he fell to the ground, he heard the voice of Jesus speaking to him. "Saul, why do you persecute me?" Jesus commanded Saul to get up and go to the city of Damascus. Saul got up, but when he opened his eyes, he couldn't see. With some help, Saul traveled to Damascus, where he met a man named Ananias. Ananias placed his hands on Saul, and something sort of like scales fell from his eyes. Suddenly he could see again. Ananias told him that Jesus had orchestrated all of this so Saul could receive the Holy Spirit. This experience completely changed Saul's life. He became a follower of Jesus. Soon, Saul would set out on an extraordinary journey to tell others about Jesus.
We've been on this journey going through the Bible, and we're to the point where, to the book of Acts, where Jesus returns to heaven and sends the Holy Spirit and his church is born. And I love that story for so many reasons. First of all, just how it describes the first believers and how they lived together and how they served and gave to one another. And also, even that there was opposition, nothing could stop the Church of Jesus Christ. You know, sometimes I think we need to be reminded of that because we feel like there are these forces that are against us. But as the Word of God says, if he is for us, who can be against us, right? And today we have the wonderful honor and privilege of welcoming more people into our church as members. I'm excited about it. We don't have like 3,000, you know, like on Pentecost, but we do have quite a few that are joining today, and then we have more that will be joining on May 19th. But some people will say, like, why even join a church? You know, why become a member of a church? And so I just wanted to share with you some of the scriptures that we cover in membership class that talk about what being a member of the church, the body of Christ, is. In Ephesians chapter 4, it says this: "So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers to equip his people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and every cunning and craftiness of people and their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, We will grow to become, in every respect, the mature body of Christ, who is the head. And from him, the whole body, joined and held together, supports every ligament as it grows and builds itself up in love, as each part does its work. And that's where we get the idea of membership, that we are all members of God's body. And every one of us has a role to play. And as we step into those roles and we commit to being part of the body of Christ together, we build each other up. And some will say, well, it's just, you know, those apostles and prophets and evangelists that are important. But that's not what Scripture says. In 1 Corinthians 12, it says this. Even so, the body of Christ is not made up of one part, but of many. Now, if a foot should say, because I'm not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it should not, for that reason, stop being part of the body. And if an ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it, for that reason, would not stop to be part of the body. And if the whole body was an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? And if the whole body was an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, each one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. Now the eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. And the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor. And the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty, while our presentable parts need no special treatment. But God has put the body together, giving greater honor to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body, and that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. And so it's in that spirit that these people are coming to join this church and be saying, this is where I want to be a member. This is where I want to belong. We also covered in our class the one another commands of Scripture. Have you? Maybe some of you have heard this list before and some of you haven't. These are verses from all over the New Testament portion of the Bible about how people in the church are supposed to treat one another. We call each other brothers and sisters in Christ. It says that we're to love one another, to be devoted to one another, honor one another above ourselves, live in harmony with one another, build up one another, be like-minded towards one another, accept one another, greet one another, care for one another, serve one another, bear one another's burdens, forgive one another, be patient with one another, speak the truth in love, be kind and compassionate to one another, speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. We're to submit to one another. Consider others better than yourselves. Look to the interests of others. Bear with, teach one another, comfort, encourage, exhort. Stir up one another to love and good works. Show hospitality to one another. Employ the gifts that God has given to benefit one another. Clothe yourselves with humility towards one another. Pray for one another. Confess your faults to one another. Do not lie to one another, and do not pass judgment on one another. Those were all scripture verses I just read about how we are to treat one another. And it takes intentionality to do that because it's not easy. And it's not easy in the church. But the people who are coming today are saying, this is what I want to commit to, and this is what I want to take an extra step of intentionality to do with the rest of you in this church. So we're going to welcome them right now. We have Richard and Mindy Maples. Danny Phelps. Johnny Carr, Owen and Molly Weber, and Brianna Wisniewski. All right, I'm going to stand down here so you can see these fine folks. And I have some questions for them. They know these questions ahead of time, and then I'll have a question for you at the end. This first question has to do with what we believe as a church. It's a rather long one. Do you believe in God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, that Jesus Christ the Son suffered in your place on the cross, that he died but rose again, and now sits at the Father's right hand until he returns to judge people on the last day? And do you believe in the Holy Scriptures as the inspired and inerrant Word of God, that by the grace God, by the grace of God, every person has the ability and responsibility to choose between right and wrong, and those who repent of their sin and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ are saved by faith? And do you believe that God not only counts believers as righteous, but he makes them righteous, perfecting them in love and providing for their growth in grace at every stage of the spiritual life, enabling them through the presence and power of the Holy Spirit to live a victorious life? If so, say, "This I believe." Do you have the witness of the Holy Spirit that you are a child of God? If so, say, "I do." Is it your commitment to pursue holiness in all things? If so, say, "It is." Do you cordially accept and agree to abide by our articles of religion as a biblical guideline for your conduct? And do you accept the authority of the Wesleyan Church in matters of church government? If so, say, "I do." Do you commit to live out the mission and vision of the Wesleyan Church through a discipling relationship within the local church? So say, "I do." Sorry. All right. By coming before us today, you indicate that your purpose is to publicly confess the Lord, Father, and Son, and Holy Spirit to be your God and the object of your highest love. You accept the Lord Jesus as your Redeemer, the Holy Spirit as your Sanctifier, Comforter, and Guide. You joyfully dedicate yourselves to God with an everlasting covenant of his grace, that you might be used in his service to glorify and honor him. And you promise to hold to him as the highest good in your lives, that you will give diligent attention to the commands and principles of his word, that you will seek the honor and advancement of his kingdom, and that forsaking ungodliness, you will live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. You also purpose to join yourselves with this church, walking in love and fellowship with all its members, seeking peace, purity, and growth in grace. Do you freely and sincerely devote yourselves to be in the Lord's within the fellowship of this church? If so, say, "I do." All right. Now, congregation, will you please join me in welcoming these new ones to our fellowship and assuring them of our love, of our prayer, of our care over them in the days to come? And do you, as the members of the church, receive them to our fellowship as beloved brothers and sisters, and promise to walk with them in love, to instruct, counsel, admonish, cherish, and watch over them with long-suffering, gentleness, and love? If so, say, "We do."
We do.
We do. Welcome. We're very excited to have you guys.
Morning of celebrations. Yes, God is so good.
And the fact that we have these things to celebrate is just absolutely amazing. I'm going to ask the rest of the LBA to come up and join me. I am, for those of you who don't know me, I am Debbie. I serve on the local board of administration with all of these wonderful people. We are missing a couple of people. One is in kids ministry and one's up north. So, yeah, she's in kids zone. So, I'm just gonna read. I'm so sorry. I am delighted and humbled to be a part of this church, and I know that we all share the same sentiment. It's a family that is growing physically and spiritually, and we have wonderful leaders who work tirelessly for and with the Lord to thank for that. Today we have the privilege of honoring them as we celebrate Pastor Appreciation. Oxford Languages defines pastor as a minister in charge of a Christian church or congregation. One sentence. One defined duty. Isn't a pastor so much more than that? I much prefer the original Greek word in translation. The word pastor is the English translation of the Greek word poimen, which I'm totally probably butchering, but... This Greek word is defined as shepherd. When I think of a shepherd, I think of a peaceful scene of perfectly white sheep scattered across a lush hillside while a shepherd relaxes underneath a shady tree. Either that or a small child in a robe three sizes too big singing Silent Night. While those mental pictures are nice, pleasant even, they hardly give an actual depiction of shepherding, what shepherding really was. It was dirty. It was physically taxing, an unglamorous and mostly thankless job. But it was so important. Back in ancient Israel, the shepherd would go ahead of the sheep, choosing the way to go. The shepherd was in charge of providing nourishment and direction. Here at Caring Community Church, we are incredibly blessed to have shepherds like Pastor Tamar and Pastor Eric. They fit the description of a shepherd, providing spiritual nourishment to their congregation, as well as guiding in the direction of God's leading. Acts 20:28 says, "Keep watch over yourselves and all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Be shepherds of the church of God, which he bought with his own blood." This is quite the charge. God really has blessed us with leaders who aren't afraid to get their hands dirty, who aren't afraid to go to the Father on their knees. Not a single person in existence is perfect, except for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But God doesn't call us to perfection. He calls us to the purpose for which we were made. And it is clear that you too are living out your God-given purpose. Jeremiah 3:15, "Then I will give you shepherds after my own heart, who will lead you with knowledge and understanding." When Jeremiah penned those words, he likely wasn't aware that he would be describing our pastors 2,300 years later. And as he does time after time, God has fulfilled his promise. Pastor Tamar and Pastor Eric, it has been an honor to follow your leading, to serve alongside you, and to be a witness to the wonderful things God is doing through you. Your leadership, servanthood, wisdom, and humility is inspiring and more appreciated than is expressed. We love you. The church, I know I speak for everybody. We love you so much. And we took up a love offering for you guys. So we collected over $2,400, which will be added to you guys. Yeah. Do you guys want to come up? We want to pray over you guys. Does anybody else want to pray? Do you want to pray? Go on. Okay. First, I want to give you a hug.
No. Hug.
Okay. Lord God, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for the opportunity to celebrate. We thank you so much for reasons to celebrate, and we thank you so much for blessing us with the pastors that we have. Lord, you knew exactly what you were doing when you brought the Eisenmans to Albion, Michigan, to come as interim servants and then eventually permanent pastors. We thank you so much, Lord God, for what you're doing through them. We thank you for the privilege of being witness to that. And Lord God, we pray that you would bless them immensely as they move forward. We pray that you give them wisdom as they follow in your leading. And we pray that you would be honored in every step of the way, as you always are. Thank you so much, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen.
You want to say?
All right. Thank you guys so much. We deeply appreciate you. This has been a good family for our family. For Eric and I and Mikkel and Titus, and we love you guys. And you guys challenge us to grow too. And I'm just very excited about the journey God has us all on together. Thank you.
I did forget to mention, we have encouragement notes that are going to be coming to you guys after service today. And please join us for cupcakes and cookies after service so we can all celebrate together. All right, will the worship team come up, please?
I want to say thank you guys. Just for you guys are a huge blessing, as Pastor Tamar said, to us. And it's been amazing just to see how you guys have responded to God when he's challenged you and when he's stretched you and when he's convicted you. That we can't make that happen. That is only through the work of God. And I love that we get to celebrate new members today and just that declaring that they want to be full on a part of this church. And much of our walk in faith is God prompting and us saying yes. And this next song we're going to sing, we're going to celebrate with, is called I Believe. And I fully believe that as we journey in our faith, we continuously have to declare we believe and declare that Christ is King and declare that God is good. Because this world can wreck us if we don't. And so let's stand together. Let's declare that once again as we celebrate who God is today.